Audible Frontiers presents Rendezvous with Rama. Written by Arthur C. Clarke and read by Peter Ganim.
One. Space Guard. Sooner or later, it was bound to happen. On June 30th, 1908, Moscow escaped destruction by 3 hours and 4,000 kilometers, a margin invisibly small by the standards of the universe. On February 12th, 1947, another Russian city had a still narrower escape when the second great meteorite of the 20th century detonated less than 400 kilometers from Vladivostok, with an explosion rivaling that of the newly invented uranium bomb. In those days, there was nothing that men could do to protect themselves against the last random shots in the cosmic bombardment that had once scarred the face of the moon. The meteorites of 1908 and 1947 had struck uninhabited wilderness, but by the end of the 21st century, there was no region left on Earth that could be safely used for celestial target practice. The human race had spread from pole to pole, and so, inevitably. At 0946 GMT on the morning of September 11th, in the exceptionally beautiful summer of the year 2077, most of the inhabitants of Europe saw a dazzling fireball appear in the eastern sky. Within seconds, it was brighter than the sun, and as it moved across the heavens, at first in utter silence, it left behind it a churning column of dust and smoke. Somewhere above Austria, it began to disintegrate, producing a series of concussions so violent that more than 1 million people had their hearing permanently damaged. They were the lucky ones. Moving at 50 kilometers a second, 1,000 tons of rock and metal impacted on the plains of northern Italy, destroying in a few flaming moments the labor of centuries. The cities of Padua and Verona were wiped from the face of the earth, and the last glories of Venice sank forever beneath the sea, as the waters of the Adriatic came thundering landward after the hammer blow from space. 600,000 people died, and the total damage was more than $1 trillion. But the loss to art, to history, to science, to the whole human race for the rest of time, was beyond all computation. It was as if a great war had been fought and lost in a single morning, and few could draw much pleasure from the fact that, as the dust of destruction slowly settled, for months, the whole world witnessed the most splendid dawns and sunsets since Krakatoa. After the initial shock, mankind reacted with a determination and a unity that no earlier age could have shown. Such a disaster, it was realized, might not occur again for 1,000 years, but it might occur tomorrow. And the next time, the consequences could be even worse. Very well. There would be no next time. 100 years earlier, a much poorer world, with far feebler resources, had squandered its wealth attempting to destroy weapons launched, suicidally, by mankind against itself. The effort had never been successful, but the skills acquired then had not been forgotten. Now they could be used for a far nobler purpose, and on an infinitely vaster stage. No meteorite large enough to cause catastrophe would ever again be allowed to breach the defenses of Earth. So began Project Space Guard. 50 years later, and in a way that none of its designers could ever have anticipated, it justified its existence.